You're back with Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Well, we've promised to bring you fresh talent from the blogosphere, and that's what we're doing with our new comment slot, 180 Seconds with Craig Renapia. Craig's a journalist, inveterate online commentator, and the only gay Māori National Party activist of whom we are presently aware. Take it away, Craig.
What happens when Helen Clark and John Keane make their play for the film geek vote? Herald Sideswipe columnist Anna Samways had the awful truth on Thursday, and it wasn't pretty. Head over to www.flix.co.nz and click on the New Zealander's favourite movie ever button. There, the great and the good are asked to share their favourite and least favourite movies, and then we had the Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition. First, let's gain a valuable insight into the mind of a Prime Minister. Her favourite movie was The Motorcycle Diaries, which was described as the Gael Garcia Bernal starring film which chronicles the early years of South American revolutionary Che Guevara. And the Prime Minister, being a uniter, not a divider, declined to name a least favourite. About what you'd expect from a devotee of the arts who still wants to make it quite clear her bleeding heart is in the right place, but do so without straying into the more contentious waters stirred up by the likes of Mike Lee, Ken Loach, or John Sayles. And then we have the Leader of the Opposition. After John Key's unfortunate experiment in getting down with the kids, now we have his play for the mum and dad vote. His favourite movie? The Rowan Atkinson vehicle, Johnny English. Mr. Key tells us, "I have a busy schedule, and when I manage to sit and watch a movie, I like to zone out and simply be entertained. If it is a movie that I can enjoy with my family, even better. Rowan Atkinson is a brilliant comic, and this is an excellent forum for his talents. But wait, there's more. Just to add insult to injury, here's what John really despises, The Exorcist. I don't find scary films entertaining, as I said above. I like to relax and enjoy a movie with my family. The Exorcist certainly doesn't fit into that category." So, John Key is obviously a very busy and fertile man who does everything with his children. And who among us hasn't wanted to just blob out in front of the television with a DVD that's a visual equivalent of rice pudding? At the risk of sounding pretentious, art is a place where we can safely indulge our fantasies, our dreams, and the things we don't necessarily admit to ourselves in the light of day. Politics, on the other hand, wants to make things simple. Like every ideology, it says there are simple answers to simple questions, while art says there's no answers, and the questions are more complicated than you can imagine. So the question I want to ask is, what do you learn about a politician when they're busy burnishing a persona rather than revealing anything genuine about themselves? Nothing I want to know, thanks.